Hi, Maria. Or I apologize. Thank
Hi.
you for calling the NEC helpline. My name's Jessica on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. So bear with me here. And you don't already have an attorney assisting you with a claim, correct?
I do not.
No. Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what was your baby diagnosed with?
Necrotizing enterocolitis, NEC.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. excuse me, were there any injuries that they sustained, like death, gastrointestinal, bowel conditions,
Bowel
scarring?
conditions.
Okay. And would you happen to have a medical record showing proof of diagnosis or injuries? If not you, at least with a doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what date they were diagnosed with the NEC?
February 24th, 2014.
Okay. February 24th, 2014.
2014.
Okay, and let's see. Were they diagnosed after being fed the formula or before being fed?
After.
After. And do you know how long before getting diagnosed with the NEC they were being fed the formula?
I don't know the exact time, no.
Like estimates, it's okay to be
Like
if
maybe
just a
20
rough
days,
20
probably.
days. Okay. So they were fed the formula and then 20 days later diagnosed with the NEC. Okay. And then do you know the name of the facility or hospital where they were diagnosed?
Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital.
Okay, wait, it was Northwestern. What was
Medicine Central
medicine?
DuPage Hospital.
Central DuPage Hospital in what city?
Winfield, Illinois, 60190.
Okay. And that's on Winfield Road?
Yes.
Okay, were they born there as well?
No, they were born in Silver Cross Hospital in New Lenox, Illinois.
It was Silver Cross Hospital in New Lenox. Okay. And then, do you know what brand of formula was used, like Enfamil, Similac, Gerber, Nestle?
Similac.
Similac, okay. And then you are the mother?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and the your child's still with us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you do have authority to sign on behalf of them?
Yes.
Okay, and then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you remember the gestational age at birth, like how many weeks along you were?
31 weeks.
31?
You say how many weeks was I?
Yes.
Yes, 31 weeks.
31, okay. And
Seven
then,
months.
okay. And then, were they diagnosed at the hospital, or did you leave the hospital and then go back?
I left the hospital.
Okay, do you know how long you went home for?
Probably like 5 days.
5 days. Okay. And then what is their date of birth?
My date of birth?
No, the babies.
Or her? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
February 2nd, 2014.
Okay. And then their age, current?
She's 10.
10. And then were any other family members or friends also fit the formula?
I have a friend whose baby took the formula, but her baby passed away.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, you can definitely here after the call, I'll give you my information as well. If she hasn't submitted a claim, she would be able to. Or we could definitely see if she's qualified too. It sounds like she would be. Bear with me. Okay, and then I did ask, 'cause I was asking my supervisor about the leaving the hospital. So it looks like we wouldn't be able to submit a claim. Unfortunately, they require if they were diagnosed with the NEC, either had it been you never left the hospital, or if you did leave, you
Well,
came back within
she was
24 hours.
transferred from that hospital to Northwestern Medicine.
So you guys never left the hospital?
No, I was she was at the hospital, but she transferred to Northwestern in 5 days.
Okay, so she never left any hospital settings. No. Okay. So then I believe that would be fine. Let me just double check here. Okay, so I believe that will be
She was too
fine. I
little to leave
have.
the hospital.
Okay, and do you have a copy of the birth certificate?
I already sent it in.
Okay. And then you said the main injury or medical problem was the NEC. We're going to go through the injured party information. Can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
She's a female.
Female, okay. And then what is her first name?
Malia Walker, Malia Simone Walker.
Can you spell the first name for me? I'm sorry.
MALEAH.
So it's MALEAH and then Walker, WALKER.
Yes.
And then she's your child. And then do you know her social?
I just gave him the last four digits of the
Yeah,
social, but I
that'll
do
be
have her
fine.
social.
The last
Okay.
four is fine if you know that one. Are you looking for it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just didn't know if I was waiting or
I thought you said that
you were
that was
looking.
fine. It's
Oh.
773-07-872.
773. Oh. Sorry, go ahead.
Zero,
Repeat.
zero seven.
Zero
I'm sorry,
seven.
773-07-8706.
Okay, so again, it was 773-078706.
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll go through the signer information here. So your first name, MARIA. And then we have Diaz, DIAZ.
Yes.
Okay. And then you are a parent. May I have your date of birth?
3377.
Again, it was 3/3/1977.
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
359-785669.
And again, it was 3/5/9/7/8/5/6/6/9.
Yes.
Okay. And then we do have an email here. It looks like it's MJ Diaz 12 at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then is this your cell phone you're speaking on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your mailing address?
823 North Rainier Avenue, Joliet, Illinois, 60435.
I'm so sorry. I only got 823.
I'm
Okay.
sorry. North Rainier, RAYNOR.
No, it's Avenue.
Yes, in Joliet, Illinois. 60435.
Perfect. Thank you. And then, let's see here. Do you have any official documents to show your power of attorney? Like your name's listed on the birth certificate?
It is.
That is okay. And then, were any of the following issues during pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No.
And then we'll go through the birth information here. Was your child born prematurely?
Yes.
Okay, and then you said she was born in Illinois.
Yes.
Was your child diagnosed in the NICU, the NICU?
Yes.
Do you know, and these can be approximate dates, rough estimates is fine, but do you know what, because it on top of it was a while ago, but do you know what day she was admitted into the NICU? Was it
She
when
had,
she, oh, sorry.
I don't know the exact date.
Was she like the reason why she was transported was because she was having issues or?
Yes, she was
Okay.
transported because she was having issues.
Do you think that's when maybe she was admitted in? In
Yeah.
the silver? Okay. One second here. So you said she was after 5 days she was transferred to the other hospital. So five, six, the seventh maybe.
Yeah.
It was 2/7/2014, right? Is her birth year?
2014.
14. Okay. And then do you know approximate discharge date? And this is as best to your knowledge.
March 5th.
March 5th. And then, what was her birth weight?
4 pounds, 5 ounces.
Okay. And then we'll go through the baby formula information here. And again, approximately for the dates here. But do you know what when the start date was of them feeding her the formula?
She had the formula. They fed her the formula when she was in the hospital.
Okay, from like the from her being born or at like the 7th mark, the February 7th
No, from her being four, from her being born.
born. Okay, so the second 2/2/2024 roughly. Okay. And then do you know, or you already told me, I think it was 20 days of usage estimately.
Around that time, yep.
Okay. So maybe the 22nd then. And then, was your child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Right, they fed her in the hospital.
Okay. And then did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Like low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, swollen red or
She
tender
had
belly.
green vomiting and stomach pain.
Okay.
She also had
Any like
breathing issues.
breathing issues too? And if they're going to request the medical records, but if they needed you to provide them as well, would you be able to send those either electronically or via mail?
The email.
Email, okay. And then, let's see here. What types of treatments or medical procedures did they have? Was it like antibiotics, assisted ventilation, laparotomy, any surgeries?
They had to have a surgery where they had to remove that tissue from the intestines.
Okay. And do you know what year roughly that they had any sort of treatments related to the NEC diagnosis?
Repeat that.
Was there, like, when did they, or she, excuse me, when did she have, like, when was she treated last for NEC? What year?
On the 24th, what was the last year that she was treated?
Mm-hmm.
In 2014.
2014, okay.
Yeah.
And then do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Oh, you know what? I think I gave you the wrong dates.
Oh, for what?
Yeah, on her discharge date. I was thinking about her surgery date. Her
Okay.
discharge date was in April, the end of April.
End of April. Okay, so let
Yeah, I
me
can't
see.
remember if it was like the 20, it was like the 27th, 28th, somewhere around there.
Okay, I'll
I'm so
do. Do you
sorry.
want me to do like the 30th just to be safe?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it was February, or excuse me, April.
She had surgery on March 5th.
Oh, March 5th, that's what it was. I apologize. Thank
Yeah.
you. And then, so I changed that. And then, do you happen to remember the diagnosing doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
Doctor, her pediatrician is Dr. Kenneth Porter.
Kenneth Porter. And are they with the, what
With
were
the
they?
hospital.
Which one?
With the Northwestern Medicine Center, Central
Northwestern.
DuPage Hospital.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I'm gonna put, so it was Kenneth Porter. And that was at the, let me find the hospital again here, the 25 Winfield Road.
Northwestern, yes.
Okay. Did she have treatments there?
Yes.
Okay. And then bear with me. Okay, emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved one. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes, her father.
Father, okay. Do they live with you?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then, is it your husband? Or,
Yes.
yeah, okay.
Well,
So
he's my fiance. Not
fiance.
yet.
And then, bear with me, his name?
Been long enough, but not yet. Stratus, STRADAS. Last name Walker.
Okay, and then their phone number?
779-707-5951.
I'm so sorry. Can you re repeat the last four?
779-707-5951.
Okay, so sorry about that. And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email? Okay, so bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick. I'll be right back.